Have you ever thought of someone seconds before they called? Or encountered the same unusual number repeatedly during a critical life decision? These aren't mere coincidences. They're synchronicities, meaningful patterns revealing a deeper cosmic intelligence. The Synchronicity Key explores how these meaningful coincidences offer glimpses into an intelligent universe designed for our spiritual growth. What makes synchronicity so powerful is that it bridges our inner thoughts and external reality. When that song with the perfect lyrics plays exactly when you need its message, or when you randomly open a book to find the precise advice you were seeking, something beyond chance is operating. These moments often arrive at critical junctures during grief, major transitions, or spiritual awakening, suggesting an intelligence responding to our needs. The universe, it seems, speaks a symbolic language that bypasses our rational mind to deliver exactly what our soul requires. Synchronicity isn't just subjective experience, it manifests in measurable patterns throughout history, nature, and human consciousness. When examined closely, these patterns reveal a cosmos that's alive, conscious, and intimately connected to our thoughts and intentions. The universe isn't a random collection of dead matter, it's alive and conscious. Quantum physics has demolished mechanistic views, showing consciousness shapes matter at fundamental levels. The double slit experiment demonstrates particles behave differently when observed, suggesting awareness is built into reality's foundation. Dr. William Broud's studies showed people could affect others' physiological responses from separate rooms, even when shielded from electromagnetic signals. The DNA phantom effect revealed DNA's energetic imprint persists after physical removal, suggesting biological structures emerge from informational fields rather than random processes. Nobel laureate Luc Montagnier demonstrated DNA teleportation when DNA spontaneously formed in sterile water placed next to water containing trace DNA with a weak electric current, as if information transferred through quantum fields. The phenomenon of multiples, where inventors independently make identical breakthroughs simultaneously, suggests our thoughts access a universal field of knowledge. Newton and Leibniz with calculus, Darwin and Wallace with natural selection, and multiple telephone inventors all reveal a deeper interconnectedness of human consciousness. To understand synchronicity's evolutionary role, we must confront its opposite, sociopathic consciousness. About 1% of people are sociopaths, disconnected from emotions and other suffering. Though initially charming, they ultimately crave power over others. Ordinary people can develop sociopathic behaviors under certain conditions. The Stanford Prison Experiment showed randomly assigned guards becoming cruel toward prisoners, while Milgram's experiments revealed most participants would administer seemingly lethal shocks when authorities directed them. These studies expose the shadow potential within us all. This shadow operates collectively, too. Research suggests psychopaths have infiltrated upper financial institutions. A 2011 Swiss study found 80% of global profits flowing to just 147 companies, mostly financial institutions, forming a super entity controlling most global wealth. This connects to karma, the cosmic feedback system where actions return to us. This principle enforces free will. Choosing love brings love back, while manipulation returns as manipulation. Karma works through synchronicity, creating meaningful patterns that teach self-awareness. Recurring situations reveal unresolved patterns, while our bodies often move in ways showing subconscious moral accounting. Our soul's journey extends beyond a single lifetime. Dr. Ian Stevenson researched over 3,000 children with past life memories, while his successor, Dr. Jim Tucker, used facial recognition software to confirm physical resemblances between children and their claimed past identities, suggesting souls influence DNA across lifetimes. Edgar Cayce delivered 22,000 psychic readings while unconscious, demonstrating abilities like speaking unknown languages and remote medical diagnoses. His readings revealed that souls reincarnate in groups through historical patterns, with most American Caucasians showing sequences like Atlantis, Egypt, Rome, Crusades, colonial period. Past lives shape current personalities. Cayce documented how prejudices and relationship patterns stemmed from previous incarnations. A white supremacist tortured by black soldiers in a past life. An anti-Semitic columnist attacked by Jewish neighbors as a Samaritan. The veiling between lives serves a purpose. Without it, we wouldn't learn meaningful lessons. Each lifetime presents specific challenges for our soul's evolution, and those who trigger us most are often souls we've known before, returning to help heal unresolved patterns. Joseph Campbell discovered that myths across all cultures follow the hero's journey pattern. This structure appears in ancient myths, modern stories, and personal narratives, dividing into three phases: separation, feeling abandoned, building defenses; initiation, facing fears, confronting shadows; and return, transforming life with new understanding. We cycle through this pattern repeatedly. Challenges disrupt our comfortable world. Relationships end, jobs disappear, health fails, pushing us beyond comfort zones. Initially, we resist change before eventually crossing into the unknown. The journey's darkest point, Campbell's belly of the whale or dark night of the soul, feels like defeat. Yet this apparent failure represents our ego's death, creating space for transformation. When we surrender our old identity, we discover new internal resources and integrate this wisdom into daily life. The pattern's significance lies in its universality. Whether in Star Wars, mythology, or personal crisis, the same structure emerges, suggesting our challenges aren't random hardships, but initiatory experiences designed for growth. Synchronicity manifests in historical cycles that repeat with mathematical precision. French scholars found that Roman history during the age of Aries mirrors American history during the age of Pisces, exactly 2160 years later. The Rome-America parallels are striking. Rome became the sole superpower by defeating Carthage in the First Punic War, 264 to 241 BC. Precisely 2160 years later, the United States emerged as an imperial power under McKinley, 1896, expanding through the Spanish-American War and World War I. The Second Punic War, 218 to 201 BC, nearly destroyed Rome, just as World War II threatened America 2160 years later. Hannibal and Hitler share remarkable similarities, similar names, revolutionary military strategies, alpine invasion routes, six-year campaigns, and win-or-die scenarios. These cycles appear driven by our sun's 25,920-year orbit around a companion star, creating what ancients called the Great Year. This cosmic clock influences Earth's consciousness, generating repeating patterns of spiritual awakening. Ancient civilizations worldwide encoded this knowledge in their calendars and teachings. We're experiencing what ancient traditions called the shift of the ages, a fundamental transformation in human consciousness. The Hopi, Maya, Egyptians, and indigenous cultures prophesied this turning point when humanity would either evolve or face destruction. This evolution is literal. Over 160,000 cases of spiritual practitioners achieving the rainbow body have been documented in Tibet and China alone, where the physical body dissolves into light, leaving only hair and nails. Similar accounts appear across traditions, from Jesus' resurrection to Elijah's ascension in a chariot of fire, suggesting humans can evolve beyond physical limitations into a refined, energetic state. This evolutionary leap involves shifting from separation consciousness to unity awareness, developing capacities like telepathy, intuition, and spontaneous healing. the boundary between physical and non-physical reality thins. Increasing synchronicities signal this transformation's acceleration, offering glimpses of a reality where thought directly influences manifestation. Will you recognize the universe speaking through these patterns?